Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, now, you know, like little news agents and corner shops, right? Like, you like the cabin on Coronation Street?
Yeah.
I always have to put it in Coronation Street language for you, because you don't understand, like, news agents and stuff, do you? Like, the cabin, you know where Rita works?
That's, yes, right, okay.
Right. Here's the thing, when you're buying something, why is the person behind the counter always on the phone? Because they are. Every single time. Yeah, and, like, you kind of feel that you're putting them out a little bit by buying something in their shop. Like, and you're interrupting the phone call. They don't normally break off from conversation anyway, do they? They just carry on. But who are they on to? Because they're on for hours.
I don't know. Do you know why I don't know? Because I never see Rita or Norris on the phone in the cabin.
Actually, they don't do it.
You see that? And so I can't relate to it.
It would make quite dull TV, wouldn't it? But you know what I mean? In news agents, who are they talking to? Are they all talking to each other?
There's a news agent rule that whenever a customer comes into the shop, they can phone another news agent and just talk to them.
Right, I don't think this is just me. Like, let me know if you've experienced this. I experienced it again last night, and so did Wacky Becky over there.
Wacky Becky did as well. Maybe they're just pretending when you come in. It's like what you do to me sometimes, pretend to be on the phone when you walk through the library.
I do that a lot.
You just have to talk to
anybody. I do that every day. I pretend to be on the phone just to avoid talking to people.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Podcast.
Hello?
Good morning.
Good morning. Who's that?
It's Claire from Chesterfield.
Hi, Claire. What are you saying?
Newspapers. Waking people up by phone calls first thing in the morning.
No, you're just spouting out words and not making any sense. Start again.
Put them in order.
Put the words in order. I know it's early. Newspapers. What?
Newspapers. Telephone calls. You have to ring all the paper and stuff because they don't turn up.
No,
on
okay,
time.
No, you've done it again. Now listen, right? Just say hi, Scott. I'm caught, right, and then say what you want to say. Don't just go newspapers, paper boys. I don't understand. Start again.
In the morning when you work in a news agency.
Okay, you used to work in a news agent, right?
I did, yeah.
Okay, good, yeah. And you're going to tell me now why you're always on the phone?
I am,
okay,
yeah.
Good, yeah, go.
The paper lads don't turn up in the morning on time, so the first phone calls you start making in the morning is for the paper lads.
Right, yeah, I can understand that in the morning.
And you ring them and go, time, not, you're here.
you end up speaking to the fathers that then come in after because they won't get out of bed.
Oh, rubbish. So it's a lot to do in the morning, isn't there? Who else do you have to speak to on the phone?
WH Smith or other newspapers are available, but you have to ring them because they don't send you what they should have sent you first thing.
Oh.
Do you think they might be confused by the way you order?
I don't think so. We have a list where we put how many Daily Mail, how many Daily Express, and we only get half of what you need to send out to the individual.
I understand that if you're on shift in the morning. However, I'm talking about, like, 11 o'clock at night. Where's that? Why are they doing that?
Are you still ordering the morning papers at 11 o'clock at night?
If I've been in at 4:30 in the morning, I'm not there until 11 o'clock at night.
Newspapers! Oh, okay, well, I understand people in the morning and why they're on the phone, but they're all day. Do you know what I mean?
I wasn't on the phone all day, it was just in the morning.
Yeah, you see, you've got an excuse. Some people think they're running saucy chat lines on the side.
Do I sound like
something? No, you really don't.
You wouldn't get very far, would you?
No,
I didn't mean that in a rude way. I'm just saying that you would. No, rubbish. Oh, I'm such a hit with the ladies.
You might
need to
start heavy breathing.
Oh, if you want. Okay, bye, Claire.
Bye.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Now, I did this thing yesterday where I lay on a sofa at Radio 1. No change there, really. But I went forward in time.
Wow.
Right, now, we've done past life regression before, where they kind of hypnotise you and take you back into time. But they can also take you forward into the future. And I was well up for a bit of that. And do you know who can do that?
Well, I would imagine it's a nice lady called Lindy.
Yes, it is.
I'm actually a professionally registered hypnotherapist, regressionist, progressionist, stroke healer. Basically, I work in hypnosis, for straightforward problems, but also I work in past life regression, taking people back to possible lives that they've lived before. I also work in taking people into the future, into future life progression.
Now, I bet you're wondering at this point, Chopper, how is all this possible?
Well, I would imagine, Scott, it's because time is linear, you know, in a line. It isn't linear in a line. It's circular.
I'll ask you that again.
Yeah.
I bet you're wondering how all this is possible.
Well, I would imagine, Scott, it's because, you see, time isn't linear, as in a line. Time is, in fact, circular.
Let's find out.
That works on the theory that time isn't linear, it isn't in one line, it's circular. Yay. And so that we can access time at any point. We can go back, we can go forward, and it's rather like...
It's like Back to the Future.
Like Back to the Future, it's like being in the TARDIS, but or moving in, you know, into surreal worlds without the TARDIS. It's like time travel, really, without the TARDIS.
Cool.
So you're going to be time travellers today.
Wow.
Can I be the Doctor? And you can be Catherine Tate.
Oh, thanks. Is there a similarity?
No, I meant him.
He thinks, yeah, that's me, not you.
Can I be Billy Piper?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, I'm happy to be Catherine. I'm not bothered.
There again.
I can't believe I wheeled out that gag again with the nice lady off of Future Life.
Oh, dear.
So I thought, I'm well up for a bit of this. This is going to be like being in an episode of Doctor Who. And I was expecting this kind of thing. And maybe a bit of this.
Troop 5, Floor 1. Troop 6, Floor 2. Identify humans and find the transmitter.
And next on Radio 1, you can find out if it was like that or not.
Radio 1. Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Okay, are you ready for the finale of Barry Oakey?
Oh, yes. Barry
Oakey. Hi, I'm Barry the car salesman from Falkirk. I'd like to dedicate this one to my main man, Dave Muir, who supported me all the way through Barry Oakey, and I couldn't do it without him.
I'm Barry Johnson from Bournemouth. I want to dedicate my time on Barry Oakey to Becky Palmer, Barry Licious.
Alright, my name's Barry Chima, otherwise known as Barry from the Block. This goes out to everybody at Severn Trent Water.
This is Barry from Western Supermare. I'd just like to apologise to the nation for my poor singing.
Hi, I'm Barry from Plymouth. This is dedicated to everyone at the Plymouth M Deck.
Hi, my name's Barry. I'm 28 from Bridgnorth in Shropshire. This goes out to all the Barrys who unfortunately couldn't be with us today. Boom, 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 Barry. Ticka, ticka, tick, Barry. Don't fear me, baby. It's just Barry. I hope you enjoy the last ever Barry Oakey.
I think they've all gone a bit... It's all gone to their heads. They've got a bit showbiz.
They have. They've all got their sunglasses on indoors.
Indoors, they really have. Let's do it.
Barry Oakey is just like karaoke, but it's sung by people called Barry.
There comes a time when we heed a certain call,
when the bodies must come together as one.
There's a space to fill in Scotia.
Time to celebrate the greatest name of all.
We can go on pretending day by day
that someone, somewhere will soon make a change.
We are all a part of Scott's great big family.
And the truth, you know, Barry is all you need.
We are the Barrys. A Barry of me. We are the ones who enjoy the day just by singing,
just by singing.
It's so sad, well, even
we're going back to our own ways.
It's true, we had a great 2 weeks, just you and Barry.
Oh. I'm going to miss this. Now, I know you lot, when we first started this, at the beginning of last week, you weren't sure, but the focus groups were proved right again, and now you love a bit of Barry Oakey. Here's the best bits.
I'm Mrs. Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous.
You want a piece of Barry?
I'm Mrs. Oh my God, that Barry's shameless.
You want a piece of Barry?
Ain't nobody loves you like Barry loves you. You're a good girl, and that's what makes Barry trust you.
Don't be fooled by the rocks that I got. I'm still Barry from the block. Used to have a little, now I have a lot. No matter where I go, I know where I came from the Bronx.
I told you, Millsy, you can't touch Barry. Yo, sound the bell, school's in. You can't touch Barry. You can't touch Barry. Stop. Barry time.
I don't think you're ready for this, Barry. I don't think you're ready for this, Barry. I don't think you're ready for this, cause my body's too Barry-licious for you, babe.
Hi, my name is what? My name is who? My name is tick-a-tick-a-tick, Barry. Hi, my name is what? My name is who? My name is tick-a-tick-a-tick, Barry.
Barry, are you okay? Barry, are you okay? Are you okay, Barry? You've been hit by? You've been struck by? Fast move, Barry.
Boom, boom, boom. Let me hear you say Barry. Barry. Boom, boom, boom. Let me hear you say Barry. Barry.
They had style. They had grace. Barry McGuigan punched people in the face. George, Gibb, Barry Ireland too. Barry from EastEnders. We love you. Barry, 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 Barry.
I'd like to say thank you very much to all the Barrys that made this amazing feature possible. A lot of very emotional people on the text. Yeah, thank you to all of you for listening.
We are the Barry's, the Barry O'Keefe. We are the ones who made your day just by singing. It's just a believing. We're going back to our lives. It's true, we had a great 2 weeks. Just you and Barry.
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 Some other chap called Barry.
Isn't that beautiful?
I'm speechless.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. Podcast.
Are we going to find out now whether the future's bright, the future's orange?
Yeah. Right, so this is what happened yesterday when I was forwarded into another life or something. Now, a lot of people are saying, well, was it like Doctor Who? Well, you're about to find out. This is what happened when I was under the trance yesterday.
Troop 5, floor 1. Troop 6, floor...
No, that's not... That's off of Doctor Who. Here's what happened. Check my voice out as well, it goes really weird.
Can you see where you are? Can you see anything around you? Is it light or is it dark?
Quite light.
Quite light.
Quite light.
Quite light.
Quite light.
Was that... So you go
That's
forward...
That's probably what I taught, like, first thing in the morning.
You go forward 100 years, we're expected to be something like Doctor Who, and you're asked whether it's light or dark.
There's more.
Do you feel like you're male or female?
Male.
Do you know when you get recorded for quite a lot of things?
Yes.
Like this, or when you did the ghost hunting?
Yes.
You always sound like Alan Partridge.
I know.
So is that your real voice?
No.
And this voice that you do on the radio is kind of put on slightly and has all the tricks and stuff that go through the desk?
I speak to you not while I'm not on the radio.
I'm going to listen more carefully now because I think it sounds... I think you do sound more like Alan Partridge.
Get lost. Truth or Dare coming at 9. I can't wait.
Does it feel...
like a desert. Nothing there.
Does it feel like this desert goes on for a long, long way? Is this a big, big place?
Yes.
Like deserts do.
So deserts do tend to be quite big.
They
not
are
the
big.
Size of a sandpit.
I'm in a desert and it's big.
And it's light.
And it's light.
And you're a man.
And I'm a man, right?
Oh, bring on the doctor.
This is not as exactly as exciting as Doctor
Who,
is
there
is
a Dalek, at least?
Right, this is the next bit.
Troop 5, floor 1.
No, it's not. I'll carry on, though.
If you were to run your hands down yourself, is that a physical human male body that we would recognise?
Yes.
And when you run your hands down yourself like that, try and feel the clothes that you're wearing. Can you feel those clothes?
No.
No,
oh, my God, you're naked.
I'm naked in the desert.
You're naked in the desert.
Yeah.
And it's light.
It's light. It's a big desert. I'm naked.
This wasn't filmed, was it?
No, this,
thank God,
she didn't actually
that.
Make me touch my buddy at the time.
If I were to ask you how old you feel you are, what's the first age that comes into your mind?
25.
So
this is just happening normally.
Tell me about your hair.
Long.
I've got long.
You've got long
hair.
Can I just ask?
Right.
Is there a small chance here that you might just be on a nudist beach?
I don't know.
Because you're naked and there's a bit of sand around.
I'm a bit confused. I think it's the desert. It might just be a nudist beach.
What do you feel like?
Tired. Just physically tired.
Yeah, you do work very hard.
Thank you.
The building that you're in, does that feel big? Does it feel...
big.
Is this your home? Does it feel like home?
Yeah.
Now, if you're confused, right...
I am at the moment.
I'm not in the desert anymore.
Oh, right.
I've moved on to my next life now.
So you're in your... not this, another life.
Yeah, not the life where I'm on the nudist beach. I'm in another life again.
Have you got clothes on?
This time I'm in a building, right?
Do you have any idea of where this building is?
Countryside.
So I'm in the countryside, in a building.
You could be in a shed at the bottom of the garden. No, in the
are
last
there
one.
Are there windows in your home?
Yeah.
Are there windows in your home?
Right, so you've got some windows there.
Yeah, I've got windows in my house.
If I ask you what country or where you think this place is, what is just the first thing that comes into your head?
America.
What kind of food do you like eating in your new home in America?
Healthy food.
I like healthy food and I live in America.
Right. Do you think at the moment that maybe a combination of Russell T. Davis and David Tennant are sat listening, making notes for their... Because next year, of course, there isn't a series. It's just some one-off specials. So maybe this could be a whole one-off special for Doctor Who.
Some people are saying I'm Jesus. No, I'm not.
More people,
I'm in the future.
More people are saying you're Peter Stringfellow on a nudist beach.
What about friends? Have you got any friends?
Mm-hmm.
These male or female friends?
Female.
Oh my God, I am Peter Stringfellow.
You've got some female friends?
Yeah.
What do you do for a living? Do you know if you work? Do you need money to live?
No.
Is there money?
Yeah.
So would I be right in saying that you have sufficient means? You're comfortable without working?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Are you Paris Hilton?
I'm like Mayor... I'm the Paris Hilton of the future.
Have you ever worked in the lifetime that you're in now? Have you worked at all?
No.
No,
you
joke.
Are?
No.
I bet you can't wait to get to this one.
Do you understand where that money came from?
Inherited.
So you inherited it. Did you inherit it from family?
Hmm.
Oh my God, that's hot.
So you inherited it, you don't have to work, you don't want to work, and you're in the States.
I can't wait to get to that life.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
It's time for our game, Truth or Dare. Now, I did this yesterday, you know how this works. We've spoken to three people, Chopper, who know you very well. And
right.
they know lots about you.
Okay.
Now, they've told us three quite embarrassing secrets.
Mm-hmm.
You have to decide, will you let those secrets be on the radio, or will you do a dare instead?
Right.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
You ready for the first one?
Oh, this ready? Is so much funnier when you did it.
Hi, I'm Scott's mum.
Right, that's my mum.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I don't know. Do you feel more uncomfortable about that than me?
I feel pretty uncomfortable about it.
Yeah.
What does she know about you?
Do you know what? There's an awful lot that your mum knows about me.
So if there are secrets to be revealed, who'd be more scared, you or me?
I think it might be 50-50.
Right.
Maybe you should do the first dare to stop your mum revealing the secret about us.
Okay, so do you want to hear the second person?
I feel sick at the moment.
I know, I felt
this
exactly
horrible
the same.
Feeling.
Second person?
Yeah, go on then.
Hello, my name's Neil. I work with Mark on the Chappers and Dave World Tour.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Right.
Okay, so that's Neil, who I know comes to your student gigs that you do with Comedy Dave.
Yeah.
What does he know?
Do you know what? I've no idea.
No,
what goes on tour stays on tour. It better had to.
Do you trust Neil?
Do I trust Neil? No, not in the slightest.
Right.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, and what about person number three? Would you like to hear them?
Yes, please.
Here they are.
Hi, I'm Kaylee. I'm 14 and I'm from London.
That's Kaylee.
Right, I don't know. I don't know Kaylee, 14 from London. Kaylee, 14 from London? That's not fair, isn't that one?
Right. Okay, so I'd like you
that's
to...
That's just... You are a horrible man. That's just revenge.
Yeah. I'd like you to...
Kaylee, 14.
I'd like you to meet now, if that's okay.
Yeah.
The person, if you choose to decide to do the dare, the person that is involved, okay?
Okay.
Please bring in...
Good God.
Danny Valentino, everybody.
Right.
Hey, Danny.
Hi, Danny.
How are you? Have a seat.
Danny, you don't. I'm good, mate. You don't appear to have many clothes on, Danny.
Now, describe Danny right now.
Well, he's a big lad. He looks like he could be a rugby player, but he appears to only have on some boots. And is that a leather pouch?
Leather for you.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay, good.
And that's it. I mean, I would say quite a similar physique to myself.
Now, Danny, what do you do for a living?
I'm an erotic entertainer.
Are you?
Yep.
Right.
Good.
Should be in for a bit of fun, then.
Right, so Danny's an erotic entertainer.
Right.
Now, what's going to happen is...
I'm quite interested to know what's going to happen.
Now,
can I not stick my hand in a bowl of cockroaches?
Just go, okay. Now, you know, Strictly Come Dancing is really popular at the moment.
Yes.
Well, it has been for a while. Now, we've got three dances for you here, right?
Three dances.
Now, you need to decide... I'll play a record... but you need to have a little think about...
Stop nodding at me like that, Danny.
About whether you would like to have a secret reveal by one of those three people we just met there, or whether you'd like to do a dance with Danny there.
The erotic entertainer.
The erotic entertainer.
In just his leather pouch.
In his leather pouch. All right? It's Truth or Dare on Radio 1.
Oh, my God.
It's next.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Now it's time for Wing Ring. We asked you... Hang on. You can get this as a wing tone, by the way, now.
Bing, bing.
If you want this on your phone.
Bing, bing.
It's Wing doing a wing tone.
Bing, bing.
It's available online now.
Bing, bing.
We asked you if you need our favourite singer, Wing's, help. And you said, yes, we do. Now, it was emotional yesterday. People were blubbering all over the place. Today... It's really not. So if you have bought tissues with you in the car, thinking, oh, today's wing ring is going to be well sad, really isn't. Not, you won't even have a twinge. Anyway, Faye needed Wing's help. This is what happened when we spoke to her. Hi, Faye.
Hi.
Now, you want to do a wing ring, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Who do you want Wing to call?
My boyfriend, Rob.
What's happened?
I kind of shut his hand in a door this morning, and he's not very pleased.
How do you kind of shut someone's hand in a door?
Well, I didn't know he was there, and I kind of just slammed the door shut, and his hand was in the way.
So there isn't really any kind of at all? You blatantly shut his hand in a door?
I was half asleep, that's my excuse.
What was his reaction?
He screamed like a girl.
Give me an example of how he screamed. Yeah, like a girl.
Yeah, like a girl.
But you think that getting a call from Wing could kind of smooth things over a bit, do you?
Yeah, it'll cheer his day up. And
so is he annoyed?
I think so. It was kind of quiet in the car on the way to work, so...
Oh, it was a bit of a silence.
Yeah.
Bit frosty, was it?
Kind of, yeah.
Faye, let me tell you this, right?
Mm-hmm.
If anyone can save your relationship after this, there'll be Wing.
I hope so.
Right, what's his name?
It's Rob.
Shall we give Rob a call?
Yeah.
So this is what happened when we called Rob. I'm not sure how impressed he was. Have a listen.
Hello. Hello, it's Wing.
Sorry?
Hello, I'm Wing. I'm giving you a ring on the phone.
Right.
She is very, very sorry.
Right.
I have a message for you.
Yep.
This is for you.
Cool.
From Wing.
Hello?
Okay, bye.
Thanks, Wing. Bye
bye. Oh, they've all gone. Wing's hung up. Rob's gone. Do you think he had any idea what was going on there at all?
No, but at least he was polite and said thank you.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Truth or Dare. On Radio 1, you've done that before with that camera, haven't you, Anna?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Now, Chopper, you all right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got erotic entertainer, Danny. Danny Valentino with us, and let's play Truth or Dare. You ready?
I cannot wait.
Let's go for it. Okay. So here's the first person. He's got a little secret.
Hi, I'm Scott's mum.
Now, do you want to hear what my mum's secret is about you? Or do you want to do the tango with Danny Valentino in his pouch?
Do you know the tango, Danny? We'll give it a go.
Okay, so it's going to be the dare.
Yeah, because do you know what? Just for you, I couldn't inflict what your mum knows about me on you.
Yeah, that would be
scarring. That would make
scarring.
You quite uncomfortable. So okay. I'll tango, shall I?
Okay, good. Right. This is being filmed, as you are, by Anna off the news. Oh, my God.
Cheat-cheat.
Oh, Lord. Go.
No, get off my arse. What are you doing? Why are you spinning me?
Oh, my back! It is like watching Strictly Come Dancing. That was amazing.
Awesome, isn't it? Yeah, go on. Oh, dear. A few little twinges there.
Now, I'm a bit worried because you're
As in muscles. Can I really? Also point out, Danny, that I've got my wallet and my keys in my pocket.
Now, you're doing the marathon on Sunday.
Yeah.
Now, I hope you don't pull something.
Me too.
As it were. You have to pull out of the London Marathon. I pulled something dancing with Danny Valentino, erotic entertainer. Sorry. Okay, next one. You ready? That was good, though. I love that.
Okay. You all right, Danny?
Good. You all right, Danny?
All good.
Okay, here's the next person with a bit of a secret.
Hello, my name's Neil. I work with Mark on the Chappers and Dave World Tour.
Now,
dare.
Okay. Why are you just so dare. Keen to go straight in with the dare? I haven't told you what it is yet.
I feel like I ought to protect Dave.
Okay.
Being a good friend,
so
that
you
is.
Want to do the dare?
Yeah.
No question of the secret being revealed there.
Dare.
Okay. Right, so if you can get on your feet again. So we're going to make you do the Lambada with Danny Valentino.
Now, how do I do that? Is that...
Right, let's...
my God, do I have to...
Yeah, you have to...
Oh, like that, Danny, right.
That's right, could like, you just
let
like that.
Could you
oh,
let
my
me,
God.
Could you have let me stood up first? Because that was a really unfortunate eye line.
Now, stand up. This is going to make a great video.
Did you plan all this? I just get the feeling you wanted me dancing with a semi-naked man in a pouch.
Okay, off you go. Lambada. Gyrate. And gyrate. And gyrate. Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
You're kind of touching me.
Right, describe your movements there, please.
Well, I was quite rigid, and he danced around me.
Bit of a hip swiveler, isn't he?
He can certainly swivel
his hips. That was great. Okay, one more. I really liked that. Did you like it? Yeah. Everyone liked it here. Right, okay, here's the next one.
Hi, I'm Kaylee. I'm 14 and I'm from London.
Now, do you want to hear Kaylee's secret? She seems to know you.
Kaylee has no idea who I am.
Okay.
And I have no idea who she is, and I dread to think what you might have got her to say.
I don't know.
I'll take the dare.
You want to take the dare,
Yeah, because I don't know what you will have persuaded her to say.
Now, you know the end of the school disco?
Yes.
This isn't
her. No, I don't know the end of a school disco.
This isn't her secret.
It's been a long time since I went to a school disco.
No, I'm just saying that, you know, the slow song.
Jeez, at
the,
Scott.
The end of the disco. That's what I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You know the slow dance.
Yes.
Right? That's it. It's the smoochy one at the end.
Right.
So you need to kind of nussle in there with Danny Valentino.
Do I nussle you or do you nussle? No.
What did he say?
He said, I can definitely nuzzle him by all means.
Okay, right. Well, on your feet then. It's going to be Enrique Iglesias' Hero. Right, remember, it's the end of the night, okay? End of the school disco.
Let me be your hero.
You smell quite nice.
You actually smell quite nice. That is lovely. If you keep that going for a little bit,
would you dance?
In a minute, yeah.
If I asked you to dance,
Keep going.
Would you run? And never look back.
That's beautiful.
Would you cry?
Stop touching his bottom.
He's nibbling my ear.
He's not, is he?
He's nibbling my ear.
Oh, he is his eye! Oh, yeah.
Stubbly at the end.
Yeah.
I can be your hero.
Keep going, keep going.
I can kiss away the pain.
Oh my God, what's happening now?
You are very keen.
Stand by you forever.
So
he's
very keen.
He is very keen.
Now, so you'd rather do a dance with erotic entertainer Mr. Daddy Valentino than have those people reveal secrets about you?
I'm sweating slightly.
That was good, though. Thanks, Daddy, for coming in. That was really good.
Could you just like sit with your legs less akimbo? Thanks.
Radio 1 Podcast.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.